It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2012, in Oroville, where we're up to a heat index of 36 degrees Celsius, although it's really only 32 degrees. Whew. We enjoy the southeasterly breezes running at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour, and tonight the temperature will drop down to 25. We're grateful for that. Now here's Oroville Bakery Aramalai, member of the Oroville Council, sharing a bit of what's going on this week in the council. Is this your first time working in the Oroville Council?
Yes, it is my first time. I was never in a group before.
How do you find working in this team with this kind of work?
It's challenging, but the group with whom I'm working is an excellent group, and I'm very happy about the people with whom I'm sharing like 3 times a week. I really enjoy the meeting with them. The Oroville Council is dealing with the issues which are connected to the community, within the community. Mm-hmm. Not the external, but interior. Any problem, any disputement, and yes, actually most people, they listen to us. Yeah, and we find a solution. I mean, we try to find a solution. You know, we cannot succeed all the time, but we try our best. And I think so far, I think last 5 months we're working together, and I think we are being fair enough for everybody to solve the problem.
What are the issues you're dealing with that seem the most interesting or the most serious? What's going on this week?
Yeah, the thing is, like, some Orovillians who have land in Oroville and building his own house there without any permission from Oroville or any permission from the government. And that is the most worrying stuff which is going on now, right in the center. And we don't want that house to be there.
And how did this man get this land to build right in the center in the midst of all of these housing projects?
Actually, this land belongs to him, which is not to Oroville. But it is in our area, so even if it is their own land, they should try to exchange to Oroville, not build their own house.
So he could actually exchange this piece of land for a piece of land elsewhere?
Yes, elsewhere. And Oroville is wanting to do that.
Do you think he'll cooperate?
We are trying our best to solve his problem, but he's not really cooperative in that case. And he's dragging things on, and he's doing the things on his own, and he's not listening to us right now. There's one thing which I really like. As soon as I joined the council, and this thing came from Elvira, the group is called Kudam, which is going to, I think they're, they have started already and they're not functioning yet, but...
Tell us, what is Kudam?
Kudam is a place where anybody having problem or anything, they can go to the Kudam, and from the Kudam, they will connect to people who are directly involved in that problem or who can solve the problem. So now what happens, like, everything is coming to the council. And we have our own work to do, and we have to deal these things. And we really don't have so much time to solve all the problem. So as Kudam, when they start functioning, they will, like, separate the problems to each groups where it is directly connected.
I see.
So and they will find the solution so soon than what we can do it right now.
When you say that you have your own work to do, if you didn't have these problems facing you, people's disagreements, what sort of work would you be doing?
Like to check all the other groups' work, if everything in is order.
Who will the Kudam team members be? I mean, will it be a large group of Oroovillians or a small group or what?
I think yeah, a large group of people.
This was Yeramalai sharing a little bit about the council, and we certainly wish you the best of luck. The working committee invites the entire Oroville community to welcome the return of Mr. Balabhaskar as Oroville secretary once again, and at the same time bid farewell to Mr. Loganathan, who has been acting secretary. That's on Thursday, the 22nd, 6 p.m., La Terrasse. All is One, breakdance, rap music for peace, Indo-German fusion. Now, as is known, there's nothing that connects people more than music, dance, and art. The German peace program, Each One, Teach One, in collaboration with Mohanam Youth Project, offers several workshops, 31st of March and 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of April at Verite, 5 to 7 p.m. A two-day first aid workshop. Learn fundamental tools of basic life support, how to react to everyday accidents, and what not to do. This training covers emergencies such as road accidents, burns, bites, and more. Every Monday and Thursday from March 26 onward, 8 a.m. to noon and 2 to 6 p.m. No previous experience required. The workshop's going to be given by Anna, who is a certified first aid instructor. For further information, call Pitanga. And this from the mother. All your needs can be satisfied only by the divine. All your weaknesses can be borne and healed only by the divine. The divine alone is capable of giving you what you need in everything, always. And if you try to find any satisfaction or support or help or joy or heaven knows what in anyone else, you will always fall on your nose. And that always hurts. Sometimes even hurts very much. Well, you've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Hamish and Stella and a few volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to oroville radio.org, and we thank you for listening.